Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us here on the show to discuss what is next for this Cowboy squad is our friend RJ Choppy from our 105.3 The Fan affiliate in Dallas. RJ, good morning. How you doing, bud?
DA, what's happening, man? Doing well.
Appreciate you jumping on, as always. Always good to catch up with you. And let's start with the trade for Amari Cooper. That was the last big moment in this season before this loss. Did you agree with trading the number one for Cooper?
No, I didn't. I don't think trading what at the time and what looks to be now a top 10 pick for a wide receiver who is going to have one cheap year left. And by cheap, I mean the rest of this year. And then he's owed $14 million. I didn't think that was very good value. You know, this team still operates in the Stone Age, like the Giants. You know, they got draft a running back number two. This team drafts number four, and they're just their idea of, you know, player positional value along with draft picks. I just think it's completely outdated. And I did not like the trade. The player is terrific, but it's not about the player; it's about the pick.
So you had Troy Aikman yesterday talking about needing a complete overhaul of the franchise. This is not breaking news. Anybody that knows the Cowboys franchise knows this has been prevailing notion. You know, at some point in time, the power structure of the Cowboys should change or needs to change for them to really be successful. In your estimation, what's the most problematic part of the way the power structure is built in Dallas?
Oh, well, you know, Troy's right, but Troy's been talking about doing something like that for 15 years now, and it's just not going to happen. We're all at the realization in town that the power structure is what it is, and it really isn't going to change. But, I mean, to be honest with you, what needs to change is there's just not a checks and balances system. The owner is also the GM. His son, Steven, is the kind of the real GM now, where he's running a lot of the show. And then you've got this other power structure guy, Will McClay, the player personnel director. He's got a major role. And then Jason Garrett. I mean, that's the power structure. And there's a lot of problems with it because it's kind of going away from the rest of the league. And if you really want the honest opinion, I mean, the fact that the owner is also the GM, that has not played well. And it continues to not play well with this team. And it's not going to change, whether it's Jerry or Steven. And when Steven takes over this team, when Jerry's done with it, it's going to be the same thing here. I think Steven really wants to be the GM as well. It's all he's grown up knowing.
RJ Choppy joins us. He's from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, our affiliate there. If Jerry stepped aside and said, you know what, I will have no influence over personnel decisions, I will give it all to Steven and company, would that be an improvement?
I don't think so. They're still going away the rest of the league is doing. Now, that could be good. I mean, you know, you can find ways to go away from what the rest of the league is doing and succeed at it. But, you know, they don't have a guy in play. The GM should be taking the information from the scout and telling the rest of the organization whether or not this player is good and if it matters that he's good. And that's what the Cowboys miss. They draft guys based on their talent and not whether or not their position matters how good they are. That's how they sign guys, too. And that's my biggest problem with this organization is that I just don't think that they value the positions appropriately. And that's where this team is in a bind. Their offensive system is so out of whack. I mean, they're trying to run. You know how many times they ran the ball on first down the other day? In today's NFL, in a passing league, it's a joke, and that's the problem this team's undertaking right now. So I don't think it would even change because the rest of the organizational structure is flawed.
What do you think about Dak Prescott's progression? I don't want to say de-evolution. I don't want to say regression because I don't know. Maybe you think this is not his fault. But what do you think about where Dak began in his career to where he is right now?
I like Dak Prescott. I'm a big fan of his. I get killed around here for being a Dak Prescott fan because there's a lot of people who just think that he's not a very good player. I think that him and Jason together cannot succeed. Jason needs a different style of quarterback. Dak is not that guy. Dak's not a pocket passer. He's never going to be. They're misusing him. He is. You know, he needs to be able to move more. Think of him as like they got to do what the Panthers do with Cam Newton. Dak, you know, is built like Tim Tebow. He's a better passer than Tim Tebow. They need to utilize him like that. Let him run. Let him use his arm, and let him go. And they just don't do that. So I think that part of this is Dak's fault. He's not very accurate. He takes way too much time progressing and going through his reads. He's very indecisive, and it's all been since that Atlanta game last year. I don't know if it's fixable, but I know it's not going to work with this coach.
What's the biggest reason Jason Garrett is still employed?
Continuity, for one. Jerry likes the idea of trying to find himself his own Tom Landry. I still think, look, I think Jason could be a good head coach in the NFL. He's proven that he can win double-digit games multiple times. I think he could be a good head coach. I just don't think he's the right fit now. I think the reason he's still employed, honestly, is Jerry doesn't want to start over. Jerry's at a stage in his life where the risk of starting over, and this is a guy who has never been scared of taking risks, the risk of starting over is too much. And, Jason's kind of family. So it's a mom and pop. This organization's run like a mom and pop, for better or worse. There's something, kind of unique about that's likable. But at the end of the day, they're not very cutthroat right now when it comes to the head coach.
Okay, so this is the most fascinating thing that I think has ever been said about the Cowboys on this show, that they are run like a mom and pop. This is an organization that is worth more money than any other organization in professional sports in North America. This is an organization that has the most opulent palace in the league to play in. This is an organization that broke every bank possible to build its practice facility and never, ever, ever blinks at cost. So how can you call it mom and pop? I think that's interesting.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is run by the family. It's a family business. They're not bringing in outsiders to really take over. They like who they have in place. They've got a guy in Jason Garrett who I like Jason, but they got a guy in Jason who's like a family member to them. And they run it not like a Fortune 500 company. They don't run it like a cutthroat professional sports business. They run it like the mom and pop that is going to keep you there because they like you and because, you put in long hours and you work hard and you've earned it. And that's it. It's not based on results. It's based on just about everything else.
So that's interesting. RJ Choppy joins us from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. They are cutthroat in business, though, right? They're just not cutthroat in football.
Oh, they're definitely cutthroat in business. Yeah, I mean, Jerry, you don't amass the fortune that he has not being cutthroat. But when it comes to football, they just take back, several years, even back in the Wade Phillips era. Jerry did not want to – when Jerry hired Bill, he hired him to get the stadium built. We all know that. Then he just wasn't having fun. He got Wade in. He wanted a guy he could put his arm around, maybe have a drink with, just talk football, talk life, enjoy it. Jerry wants to enjoy football. He wants to enjoy the team. He wants to win, but he wants to enjoy it as well. And he can enjoy it with Jason. Jason's a family member. Jason's not going to – rock the boat. Jason's going to, offer his opinion, but, he's allowed to enjoy it. And, it's really, there's a lot of misconceptions about this organization. The thought is that it's just Jerry running the show. There's no other voices. There's plenty of other voices. And Jerry will listen. The problem is that all the voices have the same leader. Jason came from the school of North Turner. The offense is the North Turner offense. And then Jerry and Steven, they're all from that same tree. There's no check and balance of somebody over here coming from the Bill Walsh regime, the Bill Belichick regime. That doesn't exist here.
So even though the Cowboys were winning under Bill Parcells, Jerry Jones never really wanted that winning. He just wanted a new stadium out of that winning.
Well, I mean, he wanted the winning, but the goal was, they – attendance was starting to dip under Campo. They had gone from Switzer to Gailey to Campo. They needed credibility. They needed stabilization. Bill gave them that. Bill gave them a plan. He gave them stabilization. He gave them a stadium. and he wasn't enjoying it. I mean, he just wasn't having fun. Like they were starting to win. You could see the track marks. You could see the draft. They were starting to get traction, and then right after that, they went 13-3. So it all came into play, but he wasn't having fun. Like he didn't have that enjoyable football moment. And I also think part of it was Jerry knew that if they won with Bill, who was getting the credit? It was going to be Bill. It was not going to be Jerry. And I think that played into a little bit as well.
And ultimately, that is the greatest vulnerability, the greatest weakness of Jerry Jones, that he is still fighting for credibility in football. Still with Jimmy Johnson, 25 years later, he's fighting about who built those teams. And that's ultimately what's going to sink him in a football standpoint the rest of his life, right?
Damon, Jerry's in the Hall of Fame. Jimmy's not. Jerry's won. Right? I mean, he's won. He's
but no, but nobody believes that they built a 90s dynasty because of Jerry Jones.
No, they don't. No, you're right. Nobody believes that. But Jerry can, I mean, Jerry's sitting on $5 billion or whatever it is. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's got this large palace built. I mean, his legacy is completely set. And he can always say, guys, I hired Jimmy. I was smart enough to make that hire. The insecurity is bothersome. Like, there's no reason that a guy worth that amount of money who's in the one of the most sacred halls in sports is insecure. And that's what kind of is troublesome about the whole situation.
Undoubtedly. Do you think at the end of the season going this way that they would have to part ways with Jason Garrett?
I do. I think they've hit a point where they have to figure out the quarterback. And I think it's apparent that this coach and this quarterback just don't work well together. And it's unfortunate. I like both. I like Jason. I like Dak. I've come to the realization that they're not going to succeed together. Problem is, I don't know that Jason's going to get another head coaching job. I don't know who's going to hire him. I think Dak would have a chance to get another starting quarterback job better than Jason would have a chance to get another head coaching job. But we know what position matters more. I mean, more importantly, he's probably quarterback than head coach. So I think Jason's gone. They're not going to embarrass him midseason, I don't think. And that's one thing. You know, they did it with Wade. It was very tough on Jerry, and Jason is kind of like family. I don't think they'll embarrass him by firing him midseason.
RJ Choppy, listen to him mornings on 105 Through the Fan with Sean and RJ every single morning there. They do an amazing job setting the tempo and setting the talk topics in Big D. And he joins us, as always, from our friends at 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. RJ, great stuff as always, brother. I hope you're well, and I hope to see you at the Super Bowl.
Will do, man. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, man. RJ Choppy doing good work, as always.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.